Direct from Orlando, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015. Brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the Ebot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, Joe Steinkamp back again with more audio from Summer Conventions 2015. This time we're going to take a look at video magnification, the Ebot specifically, and of course there are other things in the Hims line such as the Candy Grip. Michael Rowley is going to give us some information about the Ebot taken from the NFB 2015 convention in sunny Florida. Take it away, Michael.
This is the 2:30 presentation for Hims Ebot. Just a little show of the hands, how many visually impaired people we have in the room. Don't tell me you're in the very back. Come on up front. You can't see much from the back of the room if I'm making a presentation. By all means. Visual presentations are hard to do in the back of the room. I'm Michael Rowley. I'm the Northeast Regional Sales Manager for Hims. It's great to be here. You know, I don't know how many low vision attendees we have. Seems to be predominantly blind. But nevertheless, there's always a need. And most people know Hims from our Braille products. You know, Braille Sense U2, Mini, the Edge, and so forth. But a lot of people don't know Hims does low vision products as well. So our introductory products, we have CCTVs and such, but I really came here to talk about the Ebot. It's a relatively new product. It's an innovative and unique product. That's what Hims is known for. We come up with some really nice quality, innovative products. And the Ebot is one of those. There's three different types of Ebots. There's three different models. We have the basic Ebot, and then we have Ebot Advanced and Ebot Pro. Today I brought you the Ebot Pro. It's top of the line to give you all the capabilities and features that a video magnifier that's transportable can give you. And the difference really between the three is that the Ebot Pro, being the most advanced, has a mechanical camera, it has SD card storage, and it has the ability to be really moved north, south, east, west by a finger touch on a touchscreen. As most people know, Ebot in general, all models hook wirelessly to Android or Mac products. That could be a PC, a tablet, a MacBook. It doesn't matter to us, whatever you want to connect wirelessly. That's the beauty. Hims is the only company in the world that can allow wireless connectivity to a video magnifier. The interesting part is all our Ebots have proprietary Wi-Fi in its arm. So that way we don't have to draw on any building. There's no internet involved. So when you go out, and if you're using an iPad, you would go to iTunes and download our free app. You would make sure your settings are set. You would locate the different Wi-Fi, that address that the Ebot, every Ebot has its own Wi-Fi address, excuse me. So you go out, make sure all your settings are right. So then when you basically touch on the app, thus opens, I know for some that's hard to see, but you're able to basically get the visuals that the camera's capturing wirelessly to your device. If you wanted to wire it, you could. We have USB connections. If you wanted to use a larger monitor, you could. We have an HDMI connection in the back. So that way you put it to a 24-inch monitor, but that's wired, mind you. But you can have the same capabilities as most desktop magnifiers have out there. So again, you can hook it to a 50-inch plasma screen if you so chose. So that's kind of the beauty. It's very versatile. But most people like it because of the wireless connection. So when you can connect wirelessly to a device, whether you're sitting next to it, or as I'm walking down a little further, I know it's hard for all to see, and be able to operate it, and I can increase the magnification. We have a touchscreen menu that you can get to. You can change the backgrounds. You can change the contrast. You can change a lot of things on the fly. But I'm not, you know, relatively, I'm walking back and I'm in good you know, 15, 18 feet. So I don't have to be next to it potentially. The eBot Pro with the mechanical camera is kind of very interesting, especially when it comes to an education or vocation. I'll use this bigger conference as an example. You go to see a guest speaker, such as yours truly. You could use your eBot set up, and you don't have to be next to it. It could be sitting off to the side. It could be sitting somewhere where you can actually remotely use it and control the camera fingertip-wise. I don't know if you can all see that from here, but I'm moving the camera, physically moving the camera with my finger. So up and down, north, south, east, west. So that's beautiful. And then if I wanted to go out in the distance, we also have a wireless remote. So if I'm going to be able to get to this, it doesn't want to act properly. Here we go. It'll open up the lens cap, turn the camera, and you have the ability to go to a distance camera. So that way your visuals would show up here, potentially. I have to admit that my iPad is running on zero. We've had quite a frenetic pace over the exhibit hall this morning. So I will apologize for any malfunctioning up front, but normally what you would get here is the ability to get your image here wirelessly to your iPad or Android product. And actually we're looking at the wall right now, so it's really nothing there. But I'm able to move my camera around and be able to do it either with the remote or by my touch. So audio is actually coming out of the eBot. So we control the audio. We have a headphone jack if you wanted to be able to wear a headphone and silence the noise to a degree or turn the noise off completely.
Minimum zoom.
So we already have the ability with the audio. I had it hooked to the speaker. Speaker's dead.
Zoom tight.
I can increase the size of it with this pinch and pull. And then I can also move the camera any which way, north, south, east, west, depending. Now, if you were in a setting and you wanted to see the speaker, PowerPoints, you could do all that. Now you want to take it a step further. The eBot Pro has an SD card capability where you can save an image as a JPEG or a near image as a TXT. So what you could do is then move your SD card out, take it to a PC, and you could edit at that point or basically take that image and put it onto your PC. Take it a step further, if you were using an iPad, since it does not have an SD slot or a USB, you can import things from your PC back into your iPad through the eBot. Because what you have here is the ability to go into files. You have files here. If I go into an OCR file, I have stored things from previous presentations. And if I were to touch on them, it should come up.
58 PFGE 7.4 echo when using NearView. The image freeze.
It'll start to read the document as soon as I pull it back up. So it's kind of beautiful in that sense. So you have stored documents. You can either edit them, you can actually take a distance image, long as it's text and not a math equation. OCR doesn't know how to read in a math equation. So you can actually go at that point, take a JPEG of it, and then go back and OCR it. So you can have it read to you. It's just a two-step process. But it's definitely capable of doing that.
Zoom set. Minimum zoom.
So, I mean, all the touch screen, we have two different menus from different sides.
Menu open.
So we have a lot of different settings. You can go in and change your contrast. You can do focus lock. The actual remote control has a joystick built into it. So it's easy to control. So you control the sensitivity of the joystick. You can have markers, underliners, window masking. You can do all that. It can actually be used as a learning tool in education if somebody has a disability in that percent, so you can go back, and if they want to be able to read line by line or word by word, you can block that out, so it makes them a little easier for them to understand that. So you can use it. So again, we can go into information. It's telling me the Wi-Fi, the battery has a 66% charge on it, because we are working on a wireless, continual wireless lithium ion battery right now. It adds up to 4 hours worth of continual charge. So I'm not even plugged in. If I wanted to move this eBot completely out to the lobby and do whatever I want, I could, hypothetically. I could take it down to the pool and use it for reading. So you could do all that. It wouldn't be a problem. But again, eventually the charge is going to, and you have to plug it in and then use it or charge it back up. Okay? So again, there's a lot of versatility with this product. So if I want to be able to go back into my near mode,
previous color,
it folds the camera back up automatically, comes back down to the near reading mode, back to the last setting you had it in, size and background. It memorizes it. So it knew it was in this particular mode, and I could then at that point increase, do what I want.
30.
I can go over here, I said, oh, I don't want that, I want to change that.
Yellow and black.
Yellow and black is my preference. Just like the big machines. If you're all familiar with CCTVs, we've taken that to an nth degree now. Because people were clamoring, hey, I got an iPad, I'd like to be able to use my iPad, but how can I do that with one of these machines? Well, now you can. So now this is cutting edge technology. And we're fortunate enough that we're the only ones that have it. So from that perspective, it's kind of nice that a thing weighs anywhere between 5 to 7 pounds, depending on the model, and you're able to basically put it in its designated case and travel with it. So if I were to bring it to Florida, it wasn't a big cumbersome, I could put it in my luggage and bring it, which I did. So I could have it here. And then I could use it as I, so, you know, again, in my room, I need to read some stuff at night, I can do all that. One cool feature this has that's kind of unique, it has a feature called auto-scroll. And auto-scroll, it allows the camera, as we read, left to right, and it will do it at a set speed that you control, and it will move across the page automatically. Now again, from a learning perspective, now if I wanted to block out, and I had a child who had a little bit of a disability reading-wise, I could just block out the sentence it's on and slow the speed down so he could see it and be able to interpret it, which is kind of nice. So again, it goes down, down, down until it gets to the bottom of the page automatically. So again, that's auto-scroll, which is unique. So it's kind of interesting, and if you use it for an educational teaching tool, you could. So I'm going to take auto-scroll off.
Auto-scroll off.
It'll go through a whole queue of audible cues. Whatever you're touching on the menu, it'll tell you.
Direction setting. Joystick sensitivity.
It's going to tell you. So again, depending on your vision, you can touch it and feel, oh, that's not where I want to be. Okay, so I want to be back in contrast. And the contrast is nice, so on a fly, I can change the contrast. You see how it doesn't look great because of this ambient lighting? And I just adjust it to it does.
Contrast.
I check off and we're out of it. You can set color modes, backgrounds, some people like pink on black or green and red, I don't know, but you have 23 combinations behind the curtain, okay, which is nice. So again, just adding to it, and again, the files and the OCR capability ours. So we have different voices, male, female. I could slow it down, which I'd like to play with, voice settings.
Voice settings.
And we can do this.
I
call that the helium voice.
Yeah.
You know? But you can change the pitch. I can almost change the pitch.
TTS pitch form.
She sounds almost the female can tell like a male. But again, I can adjust that. I can adjust the speed at which it's reading.
TTS pitch form.
So there you go. We have different languages right now. What we have is French, Italian, and Spanish activated. We do have ideas for doing a lot more, like Portuguese, Russian,
OCR language,
and then, you know, some other ones down the road. And the nice part about any type of HIMSS product, whether it's Braille or low vision, free upgrades for life. We're not going to change the hardware on this. Now it's just going to be firmware, software upgrades. And we've already had three. We're going to have our fourth since it's been introduced, because we're refining it and refining it. And now that we want to add features, you know, different features that aren't currently there, we're going to add them accordingly. Because we all have a wish list in which we want this thing to be improved. That's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of all video magnifiers, is that you definitely want it to be improvable by features and capabilities without having to buy a whole new set of hardware. You agree with me there? You don't have to rebuy the product 8 times because it has a new thing going on. So you want to just update it and be able to get the latest features. And HIMSS is very committed to that. Like I said, not only with our Braille, but our low vision.
What's on the basic model?
The basic model is basically what you got is, it's a little designed differently because what we have here on the Pro can do full screen OCR, so you have a dual camera. So it's a little bit different housing besides the mechanical arm. The basic unit will do OCR screen capture. Everybody know the difference between full page and screen capture. So if I magnify something on the screen, that's all it's going to read is that. Where if I do 8.5 by 11, it's going to read the full page here, which I'll do for you in a second, on the Pro, okay? The basic unit has controls on the actual e-bot itself. There is no remote. And the basic unit does not do OCR. We have a middle called advanced that does screen capture OCR, and it has a remote. And then you jump up to Pro level, which is really nice because I think it's nice that you can move an actual camera, you know, with your fingertips from afar. Because what happens, and I've used this example in classrooms, is the student doesn't have to necessarily have the device on their desk. It can live up front with the teacher, which gives them ample magnification. That student can sit, you know, 25, 30 feet back, whether it's operating it with the remote control or through a tablet wirelessly, to be able to do that, which is the key here. And that's really the beauty of that, because teachers really, the light bulb goes on, the student doesn't want that on their desk. They just don't want to be seen with it. So a nice thing is it doesn't have to be, and they can control it, and their vision is such that an iPad works with a 9-inch screen. So, or that generation, I should say, is really in tune to using some type of wireless tablet. So that's the beauty of that. So if I get into, let's see here, I tell you, I'm losing power with this iPad, and I apologize. I have no time. We were frenetic in that for 5 hours over there. It's been crazy, so I didn't have time to really get this thing. Let me get out of this. And I want to do an OCR for you with the e-bot.
Previous color.
Here to take a picture. Now it's set for
previous color.
You can either do it on your touchscreen or you can do it with your remote for OCR. I think I'm losing power by the day here. So really what it's doing is a screen capture. It's only going to read that. I have to go back into my settings and go to my selection field and put full page.
Full page. Menu close. And the valve QLT you.
Okay. So now I want to do a full screen OCR. So here we go. I tried to do this for a second.
Previous color. Press again to capture. Previous color.
It's a two-step process with the full page OCR. Got a little processing going on.
Menu close.
It should pick up as soon as it's
monthly
done.
Magazines for 3 weeks instead of 1 week, and they may keep cartridges.
I can actually increase the size of it as it's reading. I can also change the mode background simultaneously as it's doing its work, as it's reading to you. It has about a 90% accuracy rate. We use Acapella as our backbone.
Request will be directed to the selection librarians in charge of the appropriate subject categories. Replies are not guaranteed, but every communication will be considered. Music materials, the MLS Music Notes blog, which began last year, continues weekly posts on a variety of topics.
And blocks it out and so forth. So again, your 8.5 by 11 is the Pro.
http://logs.lo.
And I'm going to get back out of it. I just turn the OCR off. We go back into a live mode. We're back out to that.
Zoom 29. Zoom 21.
So with that being said, I'm trying to paint a picture of a device that really is cutting edge in the fact that we can connect wirelessly. Your choice on what you want to hook it to. Transportable in the sense it doesn't weigh a lot, it can be folded up and taken away and used on vacation or however you so choose, night school, whatever. I've got some people doing continuing education in the classroom, so they're using it. And they're using it with their PC, which is kind of nice. When you hook it to a PC, you got keyboard shortcuts. You know, arrow up makes big, arrow down small, nothing very intuitive stuff. So you have the ability to do that as well with the keyboards. So it's really your choice on how you want to do that. Really, we've got the camera, you provide the monitor if you so chose. And that's really it. It doesn't get rocket science by any means, but it is really cutting edge when you think about it. I've been doing low vision for years, and basically what we've had for years is units with a screen and very primitive, if you want to call them, if you all can recall, and I'll show my age, microfiche machines from the library. You know, true is true, and then you were able to magnify that to whatever nth degree. Well, now they've come out with HD cameras and LCD screens, great, but they still weigh 45 pounds, and you're not taking them out on vacation with you. If you are, you better be going for quite some time and have a U-Haul attached. But here you have the ability to actually take this on a flight. You can carry it on. I'm not saying you're going to use it on the flight, but you can protect it as such, put it in your suitcase, and have it flown from where I came from, Maryland, to Florida. And that's the beauty of it. So that's really EBOD in a 10,000 foot view. We have it up at our exhibitors table if you want to take a closer look, which is B3 through 5. Feel free to stop on over, take a look at it, you know, play with it a little bit. That's really the best way to do it. And that's really all I have for you today, because we have such a large group in here. I can hear myself echoing. Any questions?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I got several, actually.
Sure.
In my capacity, I'm an instructor, so I work with blind, visually impaired students. So I have classes that they're made up of visually impaired students. Are you looking at some place where we can connect more than one iPad up at a time?
It's a good question.
Or more than one device? Let me just say that.
You cannot connect two simultaneously wireless devices. The reasoning behind it is, if one child wanted it big and the other wanted it small, they're going to fight with one another. That's the reasoning currently. That may change. That question has been posed. But currently, it cannot be connected to two simultaneously wireless devices. It can connect hardwired to a device, wireless to another device, and you can turn off your wireless and automatically will come on through your wire through HDMI cable, let's say. You could do that, but currently no.
Question number two
would
be, I really, really like the whole idea of it, particularly for some of my low vision students that are mainstreamed.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only one in the classroom that's originally impaired. You put this up in front with the instructor. What do you think about bringing the audio back to the iPad rather than the audio pointing out here? I'm sure there's
that has been, but what we've been been able to find out is we can put an infrared jack in, and you can have a wireless set. Now, again, I'm not guaranteed that's a third-party product. We don't manufacture that. But you can actually, through the headphone jack, hook an infrared little plug and have wireless headset.
Great.
Okay, one other thing we say, when you really need the audio, the teacher is the audio. So you're going to interrupt that if you're going to have some other voice loudly speaking. You would turn the voice off so there's no audio to disrupt the rest of the class. So there's different ways of thinking about it, again, but the infrared is our wireless solution versus you wouldn't have a 30-foot cord going back to the back of the room. No. I know you had another question. I can see your wheels turning. Anybody else got some questions? What about you over here that's going to be so enjoyable with your EZ in your hand? Come on, you got a question.
I really don't.
Okay. Anyone else? Questions? This is the time. You got it? Yes, sir.
There are three models, correct?
Correct. There is three models. There's your basic unit, your advanced, and this is the pro, top of the line. And I like to show the pro because they got all the bells and whistles. You can figure out, and we have the advanced over at the booth. So you can come by and see the advanced. We don't have a basic unit with us, but again, you're scaling it down. And again, we find that most, especially from education vocation, the pro is the product they like because they can use it from a distance. Especially when the camera's from a distance perspective, you can move that camera all around by finger touch or the joystick remote. So that kind of seems to be where most people are gravitating for. Well, there is three different models, yes. And they're all wireless. So wireless is a given. It's just a matter of what the capabilities of each one have. That's the difference.
Okay, and you said it connects to the iPad, but not the Mac, but it does.
Yeah. Mac product. iPad is a Mac product. MacBooks, iPads, Android, Samsung tablets, PC, laptops, you name it.
MacOS?
What's that?
Mac OS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Any Apple product.
Any Apple product.
So
oh, yeah. The only thing it is, yes, very good point, except for the iPhone.
I didn't think.
It will not. I have an iPhone 6, or this is a 5, I have a 6. It will not connect. But then again, you got a small screen here. How much are you going to get on that screen?
Would be the point.
But I will tell you this, in lieu of that, and don't ask me why, because I'm not an engineer, it does connect to an S6 Samsung. Think about that. It's an Android. So it connects to an S6 phone, but not any iPhone 6 or 6 Plus or anything like that. I didn't make the rules, but that's the truth.
It's still your fault.
What's that?
It's still your fault.
It's my fault. It's not my wife. No matter what. Any other questions? You ladies happen to come in late because I started at around 2:30 or so. So I'm wrapping up a little bit. This is all about the eBot by from HIMSS for low vision. If you have something, I'd be more than happy to. Are you getting here early for the ETEZ presentation, which is also a HIMSS product? So I don't have a problem with that. But I appreciate you guys taking the time to come over here.
That's the Beetle.
The Beetle, right? The Smart Beetle will be also shown there. Correct. Yes. We're all with HIMSS. HIMSS has had the room from 1 to 5 tonight. So this is our kind of room. We're going to have ballroom dancing later, dancing with the non-stars, you name it. You know, this lady over here is going to do this. She's so enthralled with her machine over here, she can't even take her mind off. These two studs over here, she can't even take her eyes off. She's so busy. So, I mean, how's that for you? That's true. You're entranced with your little EZ over there.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I appreciate everybody coming, and again, take the time to come over to our booth and we can drill down and really show you the fine tooths of the eBot for sure. And you got more questions, come on over.
When's that next update coming out?
We just had 1.2 on the eBot, and looks like we're going to have 1.21 maybe within the next few weeks.
Okay, we have one.
Right.
Associated with one. I haven't done that update, so I might as well wait.
Do that.
Do I have to do the first?
Yeah, you got to do it.
I got to do it anyway.
Yeah, okay. It's a two-step process. Take care. It's a two-step process. You're out of Minnesota?
Yeah.
You do a Triumph at all? Or,
yes.
You know, Earl?
Yep.
I was just in Minnesota for the last month. But yes, you got it. And you got to go through and get the, from our website,
great.
The upgrade, 1.2, and then from that you're going to go 1.2.1.
You're tendering the VA, correct?
We have shown it to several VAs. It depends. Now again, VAs are a funny creature, if I can state that properly.
No.
Every VA operates differently. I'm on the East Coast. Some VAs are receptive to our products, and some VAs are not. And it just really depends. It's just, you could walk, go to the same VA in the same state, and they're all different.
Would you happen to know about the Greater Los Angeles? Yeah.
I do not, because I'm from the East Coast, and I deal with mainly from Virginia to Maine. And the VAs have liked it. It's a matter of whether they're going to choke off on the price. And it's an accommodation that needs to be written by an ambitious CVLT or occupational therapist. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. You know, it really does. And some of the VAs I dealt with are very, I'll use the word liberal, in what they purchase for the veteran, which I think is great. Not just like, here, you're going to get this and that's it. kind of thing. So they've been, you know, it just varies. I'm telling you, I've seen them all. From Washington, D.C. to Baltimore to Massachusetts into Virginia, and they're all different.
I know.
But actually, I think the VA in California is doing an evaluation on our e-bot product, and they're going to write a dissertation of some sort that's going to be published to the VA.
And with the new contracts, they can all buy independently.
They can. The contract was up last month, but still they're trying to decide what kind of monies they want to spend. There's always gatekeepers, as I call them. Some are, like I said, some VAs are more opt than others to say, this is a great product for you, great, you know, no. But again, that's up to the individual VA. I've had VAs where you have to go in and you have to have all your shots. I can't just walk into a VA anymore. They do background checks. I mean, some of them I just walk through the front door, and other ones you have to have all the TB and all these things, and it's like, oh my gosh. But it's not across the board. It's very odd. So, any other questions for Ebot? Well, I appreciate y'all coming. I thank you. And again, Dave will be back at about, I think, 3:30 to do the Smart Beetle, which is one of our latest products, and the Blaze ET. So this young lady over here is going to be thrilled. You know, so she's a connoisseur, I can see, of portable devices.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. So stay tuned. Dave's very entertaining, and he's very thorough, and he's very knowledgeable about the devices themselves. So thank you.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.